Shabbos Nachamu. Every single year, I find myself asking the same question that we're all asking. For 3 weeks, we mourned. For 3 weeks, we cried. For 3 weeks, we had no chasanas and we didn't listen to music. And eventually, we were sitting on the floor reciting kinos and listening to Eicha, thinking about all the tragedies that were and all the tragedies that we continue to go through. And now, Simcha, party, concerts, chasanas. Where's the nechama come from? So first of all, we have to understand, we all know that nechama is not Yeshua, nechama is not Geula. But Hashem wants us to be comforted. Hashem wants us that although we should always be thinking about Churban Beis HaMikdash and davening for Geula and Yeshua and Imam and B'chol Yom Shiyavo, Hashem doesn't want us to be ba'atzvas and with sadness right in front of us. There's time in the year for that. And then Hashem wants us to continue. Hashem wants us to carry on. Hashem wants us to be besimcha through the difficult times. But where's the nechama come from right now? I always felt we have to live with the parasha like the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches us. And the first word in this week's parasha is Veschanan, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened. And clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us something. That nechama could be found in tefillah. That when we daven to Hashem, we're davening still for Geula and Yeshua, and we don't forget. And sometimes it's just davening, just calling out to Hashem, just talking to Hashem itself is a nechama. Knowing that Hashem is listening to me, knowing that Hashem is by my side, knowing that I always can daven even if I don't know what else to do. But sometimes we think to ourselves, where do my tefillahs go? I've been davening and davening and davening, and it's all unanswered. You know, don't you think Moshe Rabbeinu himself probably thought that? Veschanan al Hashem, the Medrash tells us very famously that he davened 515 tefillos. Veschanan gematria 515, which is gematria tefillah, which is gematria shira, because the ultimate tefillah is a shira, is when we sing to Hashem from the depth of our heart. Moshe Rabbeinu davened and davened and davened. And don't you think he thought, what happened? Where did all those tefillos go? So where did all those tefillos go? Hashem said, Al Tosef, said to Moshe, don't continue, stop. Because Moshe wasn't supposed to enter Eretz Yisrael. For many reasons, which the Mefarshim discuss, he wasn't supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem said, Al Tosef, don't continue, because if Moshe would have continued, the tefillos would have been answered for him at that moment, and he would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, and that wasn't meant to be, and that was what was for best. But what happened to those 515 tefillos? So I once heard an incredible idea from Rav Ephraim Waxman Shlita. The Pasuk in Megillas Esther in Perek Ches, Pasuk Gimel, says, Vatoysef Esther, Vatidaber Lefnei HaMelech. That Esther HaMalka, she continued to speak, and she spoke in front of the king. If you look in the Pesukim before, and she wasn't speaking. What does it mean, Vatoysef Esther? That she continued. And the pasuk continues, Vatipol lifnei raglov, she fell on her feet, Vatevk, and she cried, Vatischanenlo, and she pleaded with him. Vatischanenlo is the same exact lashon of Veschanen. Moshe Rabbeinu Veschanen, Moshe Rabbeinu davin Tashem and pleaded to go into Eretz Yisrael. 515 tefillos. And Hashem says, Al Toysef, don't continue. So who continued? Vatoysef Esther. Esther continued. Vatidaber lifnei HaMelech, continued to speak to the king. She continued those 515 tefillos. Vatischanenlo, same lashon. What do we see? Vatipol lifnei raglav. And she fell before his feet. Vatipol is exactly gematria 516. Esther HaMalka continued those 515 tefillos. One more. Vatipol. And we have the Nes and the Yeshua and Geula of Purim and all of Klal Yisrael saved. Those tefillos were being saved for later in life, for Klal Yisrael to save Klal Yisrael by the story of Purim. That's where they went. No tefillah is unanswered. We might not see the Yeshua and the Geula right now, but Hashem is listening to every single tefillah. Every single tefillah is meaningful. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos, they were being held, beginze hamelech, for generations till dairi dairis until Purim. Some of our tefillos are answered immediately. Some take time. but every tefillah is being listened to. And that alone is the biggest nechama, to know we can always daven, and Hashem is always, always listening. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Hail Geshabbos of Nechama and Simcha, that will mirza Hashem lead to Geula and Yeshua.